disturbing the atmosphere with my vehicle. Until I get into work, because I find that I drink too much coffee if I start at home.
Yeah, hold it down to one or two cups in the morning and kind of get a bit jittery and all that if I consume too much of it. But if I don't drink any of it, sometimes I get the headache. So I kind of become part of the morning routine.
I get sort of jitters after about three cups. I think I get it from my mom's side because she couldn't drink regular coffee. She always drank decaf. I didn't know it, so I made a cup of coffee for her one day, and she said, "Why am I so jumpy?" And then she asked about the coffee, and she goes, "No, I have to drink decaf or I get real jumpy." Okay, off of one cup of coffee. So, mom drank decaf, I drank regular.
Remember my mom drinking a whole lot of coffee. She liked tea and Pepsi, and my dad drank, you know, a fair amount of coffee. But anyway, so how long before you get to work?
I'll be there in about 7 more minutes from where I'm at right now. It's basically 11 minutes to work with no stops. Well, 3 stop signs.
Too bad. I hear some of the guys in here in the morning. One guy comes out of North Carolina. He's got a Matco tool truck, I think. He's got a pretty long ride before his day gets started. He'll probably be in here in a little while, I think. KF4NXY.
I used to commute, we got some guys that commute close to an hour, but 20 years ago when I moved from here, I had a 2-hour commute each direction, and it was only 55 miles. It was that's just the way it was out there on that crazy country on the left coast.
Yeah, we used to live in Lawrence, and the wife worked for J.D. Hollingsworth in Greenville, so she kind of racked up the miles on the car for a while, and she eventually moved to working with Lockheed Martin, and that's where she retired from. So it's all worked out pretty good. It's nice to be able to finally do what we want to do when we want to do it.
My brother, he retired at 62. He's finally got used to retirement, but in the first 6 months, though, was kind of driving him crazy because his wife was still working. Once she retired, everything settled into retirement routine. Myself, I'm still working. I work 6 months out of the year, full-time at the paper plant here in Taylor's, and I actually like it. I postponed my retirement, not because I can't. It's just that I work 4 on, 4 off, and I really enjoy it. Of course, it messes with my weekends now and then, but most of the time, but I enjoy it.
Well, then, you know, as long as you enjoy what you're doing, that's the main thing, and, you know, enjoy the job I had, and only got so much time, and I figured, you know, to get up in 65, it's time to find something else to do.
I guess there's somebody. everybody's trying to talk about raising the retirement age from 65 to whatever age it's going to be. Mainly because he was saying Social Security wasn't supposed to be able to handle people living as long as they have been here. And no, that's not the problem, because we always forked into it. Jimmy Carter screwed it all up for us in his administration.
And if the politicians would leave things alone, it'd probably work out a whole lot better. Anyway, I think me talking on the radio might be waking up the wife, so I'm going to shut it down for a while. Be careful on the way on into work, and I'll catch you a little later. KF4 and XY, be clear on your final.
Thank you much for the ride in the morning. In fact, I will be at work in less than 5 minutes. You have yourself a good one. Whiskey 1, Juliet Echo. I'll be mobile for a few more minutes.
R.O.W. Anybody copy?
You, but you're really, really scratchy. W1JE.
I'm on a handheld that I just got out of the closet for the last 10 years. Heck yes. And trying to get it working. I appreciate your comeback. K4OW.
You're 100% readable. Just got a little bit of fuzz in the background. W1JE.
We'll try to do better next time. K4OW, David. Thank you.